Jed, it's Rob Gloster with Bloomberg News. How are you doing?
Great. How are you, Rob?
Good. Thank you for doing this with us. This is a bit of a parochial Bloomberg question, but how did your background in finance and your experience at Guggenheim prepare you for the job at the 49ers? And is, were, you know, being CEO of an NFL team any different than being CEO of a similarly sized company someplace else?
So the first piece about Guggenheim, you know, I was hired there out of college, and they were a growing firm at that time. They've gotten much bigger since I've left. They did a lot of debt deals on stadiums. They were participants in a lot of debt deals on stadiums. So it was very good for me to see what lenders, what funders were looking for from a stadium standpoint. But I think from an organizational standpoint, I watched how you had a great brand in the Guggenheim name, really take that and build and grow into a lot of different areas and become successful across different platforms. And you know, I was lucky enough to be able to work in three different areas that was very, very helpful. And the next part, I think, you know, leading an organization is unique and similar no matter where you are. I think it's unique in that football, you know, a similar size organization would never have the same type of press and coverage that the Niners do. But where it's similar, you know, you need to make sure you have the right team in place. You need to make sure you have the right people, and you have to empower them to make decisions and feel like they are part of it. And I hope that's what we're doing here.
Hey, Jen, can you talk about how gratifying it is for you to bring Eddie back for an NFC Championship game, you know, when it's really significant, and to see your uncle back here?
You know, that was the first phone call I made leaving Candlestick last week. It was to my uncle to see if he would come out here this week to be the honorary captain. And it means a lot to me to have him here, because obviously without the hard work that my uncle put into building the San Francisco 49ers, the brand certainly would not be what it is. And I think he's changed professional sports and the way owners really work and manage a team, and I think he's been a role model for not just me, but a lot of other folks that have run much more successful organizations.
Hey, this is Linda Yee at CBS 5. What's a lot been said about the rudeness and taunting by some of the fans. What can you say about that, and are the 49ers going to do something about that this Sunday?
Yeah, I think that was a very small segment from, you know, Saints fans, and I apologize for any rudeness that may have happened. You know, we didn't see a spike in incidents. I think you saw a lot of 49er fans that were very excited about hosting a playoff game for the first time in a long time. We have some messaging going out to season ticket holders, and we definitely want to make sure that folks understand that, you know, that type of behavior is not tolerated. We will definitely have more undercover PD in the stadium this week. So if they do see that, you know, we obviously don't want to kick any of our fans out, but that's what's going to happen if that's a behavior that the undercover PDs see.
Jed, this is Janie McCauley with AP. How special is this to you right now? I mean, 30 years after the catch and sort of when the dynasty began here, I know you expected a quick turnaround with Jim Harbaugh running the show, but could you have even seen this coming?
You know, I think our mock has been one day at a time. You know, it was even that way when we were, you know, searching for a head coach. It wasn't like we just said, okay, Jim's going to be the coach, and then the next day you signed him. It was really one day at a time, and it was how do we get better one day at a time. And that's been the approach all the way from the beginning when we hired Trent, you know, when Trent and I hired Jim. And that's all we were trying to do, was just get better literally one day at a time. And we're thankful that we have another week to play and hopefully get a little bit better this week.
But, Jed, this is Ann Killian. How much has this surpassed even your wildest dreams? I mean, does it feel a little bit surreal? This is really what you've been looking for so many years.
You know, our internal expectations and I think what the external expectations are obviously different. You know, we expect to compete for a Super Bowl every year. And I realize that, you know, this wasn't on anybody's radar screen, but we thought if we worked hard, we could get here. And, you know, you're fortunate to be here. You have to have a little luck to be here. You have to be a good team to be here. And, you know, I'm trying to enjoy this. There's nothing that I can do to affect the outcome on Sunday. And it's as hard as it is for me to accept that, I'm just trying to enjoy this week as much as I can, and know that our guys are going to be as ready as they can, and hopefully we go out and execute and we keep going.
And how important has this year been for you personally, just not only with the football team, but with the, you know, the movement you made with the stadium, just as a, you know, you're not an old guy, you're a guy who had some things that people wanted to see you do to prove what you, you know, you were the present owner of this team.
I am a balding guy, though, so it might make me look old. It's been fun. It's been a great year, and, you know, I'll say it, everything that we've done on and off the field has been fantastic. The best thing that's happened to me is my wife. You know, we got married on July 24th, and it's been a fantastic 2011 football season. Started a lot of great things, and, you know, hoping we can finish it in 2012.
At this point, do you expect the stadium to be ready 2014?
You know, I don't know if that's possible. We're doing everything we can. I think 2015 is very achievable. If we can expedite the schedule, that'd be fantastic. But we know that we have funding for a stadium. We know that we can hit 2015, and there's still a lot of work to be done there.
You've said in the past that the football really isn't connected to the stadium effort, but isn't there some tie-in with the momentum of this football team with what you can get done with that stadium?
You know, I think a lot of the things that happened with the stadium came before the real success on the field. You know, and I think there's a lot that we can do to leverage what's happened on the field. But, you know, that's just because there's excitement. You know, you're getting calls from sponsors now that, you know, weren't returning calls at the beginning of the season. And now they say, wow, you know, the 49ers, this is great. You know, we want to be a part of it. So, you know, in that sense, they're kind of connected. But, you know, the football team is focused on winning. And that's all they're trying to do. We wanted to make sure that they just have their blinders on and they're just working on getting better each day. And that's really what we're trying to do right now.
Jed, how much have you heard from some of the former 49ers and how much this means to them during this week and seeing how far you guys have come?
I've heard from thousands of people in the past 2 weeks. A lot of the former players are just texting congratulations, you know, and it feels good. And, you know, I think that means more than, you know, big dissertation on, you know, what does this mean and how does it affect. It's just the 49ers are a family. And, you know, going all the way back to Buck Shaw and folks that, you know, the Morabito family that started the team, I think everybody is excited all the way along the line, and everybody's excited to be part of the 49er family. And, you know, the bandwagon seems to be getting bigger and bigger, but that's okay. That's fine, and I'm glad that we're creating some excitement.
What do you think, if you can just say generally, what Jim Harbaugh, what's the difference with this coaching staff than some of the others you've had?
You know, I think the thing that Jim brings, he's very enthusiastic, which I think a lot of the other coaches were, but it's a very focused enthusiasm. You know what you're going to get from Jim, and it's just something that's consistent. And I think that's the most important thing when you're talking about a coach, a player, anything is consistency. And I think Jim has just a great work ethic and just a competitive spirit. And like I said, when we were looking to hire a coach, you know, you need somebody that understands the most important position on the field. And I think you've seen what he's done working with Alex, you know, working with our entire offense, somebody that understands how to put people in a position to be successful on the offensive side of the ball. That helps a lot, and that's what you see in Jim, and, you know, we're looking forward to a lot more.
Jed, when was the first moment you could tell these guys bought into Jim? You know, the long snapper and the kickers, they say that he's in there having lunch with them, asking them about non-football things. They appreciate that. He sits in the back of the plane, not in first class, stuff like that.
You know, you see that every day from Jim, and it's not the guys know when people are BSing them because they see it all the time. It's, you know, they're people that are always having the hands out. They want to be a part of the team. They want to be the taggers on, and guys can feel that, and they feel Jim's, you know, just genuine spirit. The fact that, you know, I was in the lunchroom today, and he was sitting there with Kyle Williams talking about, you know, who's the best baseball player of all time? You know, Kyle's dad, obviously, with you know, the White Sox. You know, they get into it, and you see that. I think that's Jim's favorite thing to talk about. He loves that question. You just see it, and the guys respond to him. They know who he is, and they believe in him. And they know when he says something to them, positive, negative, or just neutral, that it's real. And that means a lot to these guys.
Hey, Ted, your family has made a tremendous investment in Alex Smith. How did you feel when you saw the end of the game and how he came through and the biggest moment of his career, just emotionally?
I don't know if you saw the picture that I tweeted of hugging Alex, but if you haven't seen it, I think that picture says it all. I'm so happy for Alex. He's battled a lot in his career here. And I think it's very important, you know, when you talk about, you know, Aaron Rodgers versus Alex Smith, you know, this guy versus that guy. Quarterbacking in this league is so much about nurture. And it's about developing a guy. And Alex has the tools. He has that work ethic. But you have to have somebody that can help bring out all of those things. And I think Jim has done such a great job with that. And seeing Alex have some success, it's very gratifying for me because I know how hard Alex works at it. And I know that it would have been very easy for him to just say, you know what, let's find a different place. Let's go somewhere else, and nobody's going to fault me for that. He wanted to be here because he's a 49er.
Ted, it's Mindy Bach from Comcast Sportsnet. Vic Fangio said something very interesting today. He said this team has history, but since it hasn't been to the playoffs in the past 9 years, it was lacking tradition. The players haven't experienced that. What things do you see from this team that are a new tradition for the 49ers that don't tie it to the past and the Super Bowl wins that's unique to this team?
Who's got it better than us? You know, I think that's the mentality that Jim brings is, you know, he loves and embraces the history of the 49ers. You know, you've got the pictures of the Super Bowl teams. You've got a big picture of the catch when you walk up the stairs to the business office. You've got the 10-year wall. You've got, you know, all the award winners and things like that on plaques. But what Jim has been able to do is really put up pictures of, you know, big plays from all of our games, all of our wins, and make it so the guys feel like they're actually part of that tradition. And it's a different feeling. You know, it's not Joe Montana, it's not Steve Young, it's not Jerry Rice, and that's okay. We don't have to be that, and nobody's trying to be that. We're just trying to be the San Francisco 49ers, who we are right now, and letting everybody have their own personality, which, you know, if you try to be something that you're not, you're most likely going to fail.
What kind of commitment do you make to Alex after this?
I mean, I think it's a two-way street, and, you know, we'll get to that when the season is over. But I'm very glad that Alex Smith is our quarterback, and, you know, I hope he wants to stay here. You know, we'd love to have him here for a long time.
Chet, can you go back, take the luxury maybe now with success, and think about maybe some mistakes you've made the last couple of years? Or did you correct some things, or are you just simply a better CEO now than you were in the past?
I think there's a better team in place. You know, I think it takes a little bit of time to put the right team in place, and I think we have the right team in place both on and off the field right now. And you're going to always lose people. I've said this in the past. You know, if we're going to lose coordinators and things like that to other head coaching jobs, you have to understand that going into it. You know, you're going to lose some of your business ops people to other jobs because they're doing a great job here. You have to do a good job of planning and building out from within your organization, and I think that's where we are right now. It takes a little bit of time to get the stew right, but I think we have a lot of the right ingredients.
We've talked a little bit about this, but you were made fun of when you were saying this team was going to win the division last year when you're 0-4, 0-5. Any I told you so's from you at this point?
No, you know, I saw somebody sent me that article. A friend of mine sent me that article, and I can't remember who wrote it, but it talked about, you know, the only experience I had was being the, you know, the captain of my baseball team in high school or something like that. And, you know, I just laughed because I wasn't the best baseball player, but I was the leader of the team, and we were pretty successful, and we had not as successful as a team at Cardinal Mooney my senior year as we did as my junior year. And, you know, it's little things like that. you just have to build from all of your experiences, whether it's playing high school baseball, whether it's, you know, meeting people at a restaurant, going to dinner, talking. It just, there's all kinds of things that build you to make you become a better CEO. And the more that you learn from that, and the less you try to respond to, well, you know, this guy was wrong about his prediction and I was right. It doesn't matter. Our focus is on getting better every day, and I think I've gotten a much thicker skin and you know, put together the right team.
Jed, was it your idea to do the half price concessions last week to get people inside, or somebody else?
We've talked about that as a team, and you know, we're trying to find ways to get folks in earlier to make sure that we have a good fan base inside for kickoff, and you know, anything that we can do to make sure that our players feel that they're at home, they feel that advantage of having the crowd behind them. We want to make sure we do that, and we're obviously going to do it again this week. You know, I think we'll probably get more people inside early this week since there's the AFC Championship game on before, and we'll have that on the big screen. So, you know, we're hoping the fans get in there early, and you know, you're there for kickoff like you were last week.
Thank you.
Jed, do you have a sense of the fan excitement to be able to host a game of this magnitude and, you know, be back in the NFC Championship for the first time since 98?
I think there's a big sense of, you know, this is special. And the fans have been a huge part of that. I've met a lot of folks just, you know, wearing Niners gear that, you know, they busted out of their closet that they haven't seen in 10 years. And it's just great to see that excitement. It was great. Danielle and I were driving around the city last night after dinner. You know, we drove up the Coit Tower to see it lit up. We drove down to City Hall to see it lit up. And you just see people walking around with Niners gear. And, you know, it's cool. It's cool to see people wearing gear that, you know, is Frank Gore, is Patrick Willis, is Alex Smith, just as much as they're wearing Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Roger Craig. You know, and that's been pretty cool to see. And, you know, they're a big part of it. They're a huge part of the success we've had this year, and we hope they continue to be a part of it.
Now, what do you expect the atmosphere to be like this weekend?
I hope it's like last week. Last week was the best I've ever seen Candlestick, and I've been there a lot. I hope it's like that again, because we're going to need it. The New York Giants are a heck of a football team, and, you know, we're going to need every bit from the crowd to, you know, hopefully get them to jump off sides, to make sure that, you know, they don't hear an audible or something like that. Just we really need to make sure that they bring it when the Giants are on offense. And last week they were so great when we were on offense. They were quiet. You know, you didn't have to see Alex or any of the offensive linemen asking the crowd to be quiet. It was the best crowd I've ever seen at Candlestick, and I hope it continues.
Okay. That's it here.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody.
Thanks a lot.
We'll see you on Sunday.